So I was asking Steven about Brett Ratner and all that's happened to him this week. And you asked me if I knew your connection to Brett Ratner. And I said, I don't. What is it?
Well, Brett Ratner is a really terrific guy, first of all.
Have you read the news this week?
You read the news, but you know, I always take that with a grain of salt as to, you know, if people were to listen to our conversations, David, here and now, and then published it in a certain place, you know, we would probably be hung, you know, not by certain audiences, by other audiences that would find you incredibly offensive.
I was going to say, all that stuff you said about the blacks was kind of offensive, Stephen.
Thank you. See, something like that would get me hung, even though you're the one. See what I mean? But anyway,
he didn't actually say anything racist.
Thank you. So anyway, I was teaching a master class in Los Angeles, and I didn't know that one of the guest after me was Brett Ratner. And I was teaching improv to these people, and they were asking me what the secret was to being a successful actor. And Brett kind of came in. The whole thing started late, and he came up and sat on the stage next to me. And I started talking about the important thing of being an actor. And Bernard Hiller, who was running the class, said, well, Stephen, you had some experiences, didn't you, as a young man? And I proceeded to tell the story of Conference Hour. The entire story of Conference Hour with Brett Ratner sitting next to me. The audience, the kids, were in tears at the end of it. Brett was in tears at the end of it, and he came up and hugged me. And he said, I love you, man. I love you. Thank you for that story. And I whispered to Brett, can you cast me in that? Can you cast me in the next movie then?
But he didn't.
And we're all better off for it.
We're all better off for it. But I was very impressed with him. Very, very impressive guy.